Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
LSU is moving on in the College World Series. Florida State sent packing last night as the Tigers beat the Seminoles 7-4 in an elimination game. So tonight, what's on tap is TCU versus Louisville. One of those will be staying and one of those will be going. 7 o'clock tonight, ESPN2 is going to be where it's broadcasting.
One of the side scripts is home runs. So we are one home run away from tying the 15 home run record at TD Ameritrade, which used to get knocked for no home runs. So it looks like there's going to be a lot of home runs this year. But they're comparing that to the most home runs ever. The fact is crazy that we had 62 home runs during one College World Series in 1998.
That's amazing.
62 in 14 games.
That's ridiculous. That's a lot of,
wow.
A lot of home runs. So tonight we could be tying up that new TD Ameritrade record. But we still have lots of games left. I mean, so we're obviously going to beat it, right?
Yeah, the wind keeps blowing out to left field, so that's the place to put it.
So tonight, TCU versus Louisville, one of those is going to be sent packing, the other one moving on, and that's 7 o'clock. But then tomorrow, it's Oregon State, so LSU is going to be facing them after beating Florida State last night. And then Florida is the late game on Friday, and whoever is the victor of this evening's game will be playing them.
So we kind of want to see an Oregon State lose, right, so we can get that pushed into Saturday's game time, and then I guess same thing with the other team.
We want as much baseball as possible.
Mm-hmm. Use the weekend.
I know. I always hate it when they're like, Saturday if necessary. You're like, well, yeah, come on. Let's do this. Police are investigating. They're working to identify a body discovered near the scene of a crash that happened Wednesday morning. A male victim was found near the scene hours after a crash at 82nd and Seymour. Police aren't sure if the body is connected to the crash. The garage is adjacent to another garage, which was struck by a vehicle several hours earlier. Investigators are trying to determine if there is a connection between
like
the two.
The plot of a weird movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, how long has it been there?
It would be or like the open to a bad TV show. Mm-hmm. Like people love all those crime shows with the make believe
solved something solved.
What's the one with the redhead that always goes yeah? Every episode starts with him pulling his sunglasses off.
Oh, that's a redheaded guy. I love that guy.
Yeah!
Who is he?
The CBS.
David
isn't
Caruso?
It CSI? Isn't it like CSI Miami or whatever? Where he's like, this looks like a case of crazy beach stuff.
He's a cool dude.
Is he?
He seems like it, right?
He seems really intense.
He certainly wants you to think he is.
Don't we all?
But like the episode would start with them going to a car crash and then it crashed into a building and then they look in the building and he's like, oh, hey, there's a body in here. And he'd pull his sunglasses off and then the show would start. And that's always when I flip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like fake murder shows.
No, we want the real deal.
Why are we so
right?
obsessed with murder in this country?
I don't know.
True crime.
What that is. It's
True crime is different. I'm not talking about true crime. I'm talking about watching shows where some writers wrote a story about how a guy killed his wife, and no matter whether it's ripped from the headlines or not.
Yeah.
Most of those are. I mean, I feel like there's, you know, the same, at least the ones that I watch always seem to be like, well, this is obviously ripped from the headlines.
I mean, remember that one with what's his, he was a serial killer and he worked as a forensic guy and he also murdered
Dexter.
Everybody. Dexter. God, that was such a great
You series. Watched that. Wasn't he like a complete psycho, like the people who got away, but you knew he did it? And he's like, I'm going to go.
I think if Party wasn't so lazy, nuts. He might be a serial killer.
Maybe that's his cover.
My lazy gets in the way of everything.
Maybe that's his cover is us thinking that he's lazy, but really, he's a serial killer.
Lazy and messy doesn't make for a good serial killer.
No.
That makes for a guy who kills one person.
Yeah. You learn
I got
quick.
Caught.
You learn quick. That's a lot of work. You know, and that word, that'll pay off. Not a lot of payoff.
Tonight, so if you are not going to be taking part in the College World Series action, maybe you want to take in a little culture. Nebraska Shakespeare's annual outdoor event, Shakespeare in the Green, gets underway tonight in Elmwood Park. This year, King Lear is opening tonight, and The Merry Wives of Windsor opens next week. But it's been going on for 31 years.
31?
Yeah. Wow. Hundreds of people come on, you know, with blankets, lawn chairs, picnic baskets, libations to each performance. It's free, so you can go to NebraskaShakespeare.com for more information. Just saying, get a little culture, people. You can go fall asleep in a park somewhere watching Shakespeare. Tropical Storm Cindy is causing heavy rains along the Gulf Coast. Officials warn that flash flooding and tornadoes are still a threat. The storm made landfall early this morning near the Texas-Louisiana border with as much as 15 inches of rain expected.
I told you Cindy can be a little toughy.
Mm-hmm. Cindy's expected to turn northeast as it moves inland. Tennessee is already bracing for some flooding. And there are reports that the Japanese company whose defective airbags killed at least 16 people is reportedly planning to file for bankruptcy protection.
Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been hearing just for years and years and years and years, airbag recall, because, you know, they can hurt people when the airbag goes off. There could be metal in there.
Yeah.
These guys are going belly up.
Mm-hmm.
So people won't get paid. There's victims that won't get paid. But.
You bet. And they kept doing it, kept making them, and yeah.
So they're saying Takata will make the move probably Monday. Takata's facing billions of dollars in liabilities resulting from the largest recall in history on the automotive industry. And speaking of vehicles, Harley-Davidson is reportedly considering purchasing Italian motorcycle maker Ducati. There are reports that a deal could be worth as much as $1.67 billion. A spokesperson for Harley-Davidson said that they aren't commenting on the marketplace rumors, but Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson is said to be working with Goldman Sachs to make the purchase.
That's kind of crazy. Does anyone want that to happen?
No.
I think it's like good for motorcycles that there's the Ducati out there doing their kind of different bike and Harley does their kind of bike.
Yeah.
You bet.
It's a dude in my neighborhood that owns a Ducati. It's so sweet.
There's a dealership on L up the street. I don't even know what a Ducati looks, I guess. But
yeah,
I
you do.
Look.
When you
do
see
I?
It, it's...
Okay.
As signature as a Harley is, a Ducati is its own. Yeah,
okay.
It's like it's got its own like sleekness to it. It's a different build than a Harley.
Really?
They're really, they're very, very Italian. I mean, it's very European.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that's a merging of two. I don't know if those two tastes would go well together. I mean, if they stayed true to like the Ducati style, I think that would be.
Which
but Harley
probably.
Davidson.
You don't put a durag on your head when you're riding a Ducati.
No.
Oh, really? What do you wear? Like a greased out back hair and stuff?
Probably
jowl. You're like jowl. Yeah, you take it off and it's just very like, wow. Teenage pregnancy rates are dropping. More and more teens are using contraceptives. So there's a new study that says the CDC found that more than half of American teenagers have had sex by the time they're 18. But the decline over the years, but that's a decline since the late 80s. The use of contraception has increased, so pregnancies have dropped by more than 50% since they peaked back in 1990.
I thought by now we were going to invent one of those deals where, you know, young fellas would like spray on. It's like a spray on condom that lasts the whole weekend.
Oh, that's sort of horrifying.
Hey, you know what? They got the stuff.
You know who are those guys that make
ready.
That,
dude, that,
that
might
make
be-
that tape where the guy goes, it's the guy from Flex Seal.
That's the thing I'm thinking
the
about.
The guy from Flex Seal needs to make an aerosol-based spray-on condom.
How are you going to go to the bathroom?
Well, that's
be an end around on it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's one gaping hole in your spray-on.
No, you use the restroom, poke a hole, use the restroom, then spray,
poke a hole.
Then spray it in again. Just keep spraying it. Spray it on.
Poke a hole? I don't like that at all. The whole thing just sounds like who's going to want to stay there with a pin near their fella in the bathroom? I'm going to go ahead and poke a hole. Guy's like, oh my God, total product fail. No, not poking anything. This is an outie, not an innie.
Okay.
No.
Never mind. Bad idea.
Danger Will Robinson. I tried to put on a pair of shorts the other day in the dark, and they don't fit anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were running into trouble around the waist.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I did this in the dark quick maneuver where I kind of flexed in, pushed out. and did the all-in zip
yeah.
and almost caught the guy.
You did?
And I had to pause, like, when was the last time that happened in my life? Like, decades?
Yes.
Were you
but
not
I mean,
wearing
it was,
underwear?
It was almost a Beans and Franks.
Right.
Jeez.
It was the Frank...
Molly...
Where was your underwear? Where was your underwear?
It just it grabbed everything.
Okay, because I'm like, this is only a problem if you don't have foundation pieces on.
You do that once, and then you're
it's a memory. I just thought, I'm like, what a bad day that would have been. I mean, that would have wrecked the day.
That would have woken you up.
Oh yes. What was the Ben Stiller one? That is just amazing.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Spanks and beans.
What is it? When Harry met Sal. What was it called?
It's something about Mary.
Yeah, something about Mary.
Something about Mary.
Yeah.
And he zipped himself up on prom night. He went in the bathroom and tried to zip up too quick and almost caught his.
No,
guy.
It wasn't. That was like at her house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he went to go pick her up. Oh, God, I laughed so hard. I remember I was on a date.
You remember when the fireman goes...
And the guy was like, this is not funny.
The fireman goes, the beans aren't supposed to be above the Frank. He's got his beams above the Frank.
Oh, he gets taken off in a stretcher.
And the kid's going, bring your beans.
I got beans.
Bring your beans.
So sad.
Oh, that's a great movie. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's hard times.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get them on, though? Wear them around? Or
no, we were like,
did you throw those in the trash?
Those
just in case.
Rotate. They're out of the rotation.
They're out of rotation. I got plenty
of
those.
They have to be. My God. I mean,
that
seriously.
Sucks gaining weight and losing. Gaining weight and losing. It's like I have clothes that don't fit and clothes that do fit. And what if the clothes don't fit? I was thinking about today. What if I lost weight and have to get rid of the clothes that I bought this year? Then I have that for when I get older?
Okay, but question.
I don't know.
When's the last time you dropped down to the clothes that you could fit in?
It's been you know a couple years. I mean,
like, at what point do you just say, guess what?
I have a stack of shirts and shorts that I will not give up because I feel like I didn't wear
them. Well, the deal
is
that I was realizing, when's the last time that you put a measurement around your waist?
Oh,
I don't
geez.
Even know what waist size I am anymore.
You don't?
Because you kind of just go by belt loops.
Yeah.
And I go by...
And they all change.
Belt loops and... I'm full on maxed out on belts.
But how do you buy pants? Because like pants and shorts, the deal is with men, it's all waist size. It's all like, okay.
Well, they all differ. It's weird.
I clearly haven't bought any new pants or, I mean, we're adult men. We're not out shopping.
Apparently you need to be since you almost had a Frank and Beans moment.
Well.
This the other morning.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten there where I've had to now go buy bigger pants. I'm not going to do that. We just suck gut in or
and
ride
deal
them lower.
With it.
You just ride them lower or you suck the gut in.
It's the belly and the handles that get in the way. See, I don't know how to measure the waist anyways. I think it's from belly button around or is it underneath gut? See, that's where
just take a measure.
That's where I get, though.
Around.
No, I don't
Let's
know.
Let's measure. Let's. Do you want it? Do you want to know the number? I mean, when's the last time, when's the last time you did measure, like, do you remember that number is my question. Like, if you measured now, would you know what your number used to be? Like, was there a number that you had?
I feel like it wasn't that long ago, but I'm trying to figure out why. Maybe it was just a dream. I don't know.
But you do know a number. Like, there was at one point, like, oh, my waist is this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in the 40s. Neither one of us, I don't think you're in the 40s.
Like
you're
that.
Not in the 40s,
no,
are you?
No, God, no. If I was there, I'd have to go get definitely more clothes.
But you're probably...
Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
You're probably a 38 to 40.
No, I'm wearing 36 now. No, actually, probably pushing up 38, yeah.
He's 36.
Why are you laughing? Jeez, you bully.
God, I'm not a bully.
What size is your waist? Oh, what, you're a 7?
Look at you. Look how uncomfortable.
It's lashing out.
I know. You have hurt me.
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to get a grip on what men, women always know.
Are you buying us something? Are you buying us some pants?
No, but maybe the sweet Wylene is listening. If you haven't shamed her after the whole grease thing, she still loves you.
Yes.
I mean, if you're XL shirts, you got to be XL
I'm
pants.
About 36, 38. Yeah, is what I am on, depending on the deal, on the pants. On the pants. But I'm in between. That's just it. Like, what I'm wearing right now is 38.
He says his button is now a blinding threat at all times. You're going to start wearing headgear around you.
Be very
afraid. Eyewear.
Yeah, eyewear.
If you're a 38.
Protective.
Quit.
Is 40 your cutoff point? Is 40 when you're like, that is too
38
far?
Is my cutoff point. Are you kidding me? 40 is way too far. I'll be like Danny DeVito. No, that's even big. No. No. I'll be single.
Oh my God, you are having a moment.
You're going to run stairs today.
You're having a moment.
I'm running stairs today. Again.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
All right, the weekend's in town in Lincoln, actually at the Pinnacle in September, and we got your tickets. Hello, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Did I win?
Nicole, you sound like we hear some nervous energy.
I'm so excited if I won. The weekend is my favorite.
Well, you did win, so be excited.
I won?
Yes.
You won.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You guys just made my whole year.
Your whole year?
That is so...
My whole year.
That's good news to hear.
Yeah, I love the weekend.
Well, how was your first, 6 months of the year then? I mean, was it good, bad?
It was okay, but now it's going to be even better because I get to see the weekend.
Who's the lucky person going with you?
I haven't decided yet. I'm single, so.
Ooh.
That's fun. Yeah.
Are you ready to mingle?
You bring a date. You get all your friends on point, like to warn them one of you might go. Let's see who the best friend is these days.
How long you been single? Yeah. How long you been single?
About 2 years.
2 years. Wow, you are ready.
I'm ready.
That's what we call aged meat.
Do we? Do we call it that? I think that's more of a you. Aged meat.
I was looking up how to age meat at home. So, yeah, that's just popped in my head. Sorry. That sounded terrible. Yeah. The longer that you're single, the more prime you become.
Have you tried all the terrible dating tools like Match.com and
Snap?
I really like the whole online dating thing. I did do it, but you just get creeps on those websites.
I
know. I apologize for us creeps. There are a lot of creeps out there. It seems like women are so...
Now there's a lot of weirdos women on those sites, too. It's an equal playing field. And those who remain that are creepy kind of... And there's a lot of people I know that... still do it, but they're looking to weed through all the weirdo creeps and stuff like that.
There's no reason you can't have a lot of fun. No. So there's a lot of great people out there, so good luck.
Absolutely.
That'll be a fun fun date night the weekend.
Yeah. Have you ever met Jeff?
I haven't, no.
Jeff again?
Nope. We're out there. We'll run into each other.
Okay.
Could have that magic moment.
Maybe.
Not really in wingman position. You just called her
aged meat.
Aged meat.
I think she wants to go now too. So.
Like, I'm good.
What's your best quality?
My best quality? I talk. I'm social. Very social.
Okay. All right. That's a good quality. That's very nice. All right. Well, hold on the line for us. All right. We'll get you all hooked up with these tickets to the weekend. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. You're
welcome.
A lot
of that dating out there is about listening.
Yes, it is. It's all about to.
When you hear yourself talking, you're like, oh, no, I'm talking again.
Like I said, the aged meat. I was like, that did come out.
You can't listen while you're talking.
You can't. Okay. All right, we're going to let you know here coming up in a second when we're going to give you another chance to win tickets to the weekend, all right? It's a big ticket, man. It's going to be a great show.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on. And get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Celebrities, Molly, what's going on?
George Clooney is a new papa, and I don't know if he's maybe looking for some cash to pay for those twins, but he just came off with a $1 billion deal selling off his tequila, Casamigos. It's the tequila company he owns with Randy Gerber. That's Cindy Crawford's husband. And they sent it, they sold it to Diageo for $1 billion. He said, if you asked us 4 years ago if we had a $1 billion company, I don't think we would have said yes.
So it's totally the rich get richer because it's driving people nuts because he's talking about, oh, we did it for a lark. They said they genuinely know what they're tequila fans, him and Randy Gerber. And they said they went to Mexico all the time. They always drank tequila. They were like, some of it was great. They were like, we were surprised how a lot of it was bad. I mean, that was sold as good tequila that they thought was bad. They're like, let's just come up with our own. So I guess... I think I've had it before. It must be, I guess it's really good tequila.
Yeah, I haven't had it because the guy that they had, you know, they made it, they said he was like sending them 1,000 bottles at a time. And he's like, I don't know if you're selling them, but, you know, this is a whole lot of tequila we're making, so you better make it legit. And then now, look, $1 billion company out of that. It's insane.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I've seen the Casamigos. I've seen the bottles because the logo looks familiar, and I've seen the bottles, but I don't think I've ever ordered it.
It's this, you know, the whole world is going to just be one company owns everything.
Eventually, yeah.
Diageo is Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Bailey's, and Guinness. Among other things. All one company.
I mean, it's not inexpensive. I mean, if you want to buy a bottle of it, I'm seeing a 750 milliliter bottle of Casamigos Blanco is $40. So, I mean, it's not exactly something you're like, whatever, man. I'm just going to mix it with some Mr. and Mrs. T's margarita mix. And I think they would probably be like, oh, my God. Yeah,
sipping tequila.
Michael Party mixes a bottle of single malt with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Diet Coke. I didn't know. I'm not a Scotch drinker. Hey, man, I had no idea. But it
Diet
turned
Coke
me inside out.
And like a 12-year-old single malt.
Yeah. I end up giving you the rest. I'm like, I can't drink this stuff. It's like, this is my kryptonite.
Your kryptonite scotch.
This is a special place in hell for people who waste good scotch.
Hey.
Now, I guess I'll see you there for other reasons.
I'll save you a seat. Corinne Olympios. She is the one of the people involved in the scandal going on, Bachelor in Paradise. She's the contestant that after she and DeMario Jackson were allegedly caught having relations in a pool, shut down production of the show. Well, her boyfriend is standing by his woman. Apparently, this guy's name's Jordan, had no plans to ditch her. After all of that's gone down, he believes her when she claims that she was blackout drunk and taken advantage of by her co-star.
So it's Bachelor, Bachelorette in Paradise. People are like, wait, a boyfriend? But most of them do. Most of them have somebody back home. They just go on that show to be famous.
Yeah, yeah.
This show, this whole story has gotten in way inordinate amount of attention.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm like, the show's crap.
Well, I think once you have a situation like that, I mean, everybody's kind of wondered about, you know, okay, well, these people are hooking up. I mean, then you have the situation where somebody's like, no, I was taken advantage of. I mean, people tend to pay attention to that. But I guess the production company and the studio did their own internal investigation, found no evidence of wrongdoing, and they're sending everybody else back, obviously not DeMario and Corinne, but everybody else back to resume filming down in Mexico. And Beyonce and Jay-Z are said to have welcomed twins, a boy and a girl, last week, though no official word has come from their camp. And piling on the rumor pile is reports that Beyonce and Jay-Z have selfied on names for their twins. Sean Jr. for the boy and B for the girl. The names are not confirmed, but it's said to be a reference to his real name, which is Sean Carter, Jay-Z's real name. And then a nickname for Beyonce is Queen Bey. So that's the word. They joined big sister Blue Ivy, but everybody's just been waiting to get the official nod on all of that. And Kim and Kanye are reportedly hiring a surrogate in order to have a third baby. Kim has suffered from complications the last two pregnancies. They have a daughter named North and a son named Saint. So it kind of made having a third pregnancy a little bit iffy for her. So they've decided to take the safer route and go ahead and hire a surrogate. One of the things she said was because she misses having babies around. Saint's just getting too big to cuddle. And people who are fans of Downton Abbey, here's some good news for you. The show wrapped up, about a year ago. It was popular on PBS. Well, now a movie is in the works. It's apparently NBC Universal has confirmed that a movie based on the popular PBS series Downton Abbey is likely going to go into production in 2018. So 20 cast members from the TV series are going to participate in the big screen adaptation. So this could be a big moment for all those fans out there.
You're a fan, right? I never got into the series at all.
I didn't watch all of it. I got part of it. But I mean, people were like bananas for it.
Rabid for it. You bet.
Yeah. I binge watched it for a while, and then I don't know. I think I like caught up to like what the free streaming was, and they're like, you can pay to watch. I'm like, I'm not paying.
I got left behind. I always thought it was called Downtown Alley.
So did I.
It took me forever to get Downton. What is Downton? I'm like, where's the W? It's Downtown Alley.
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Harry Styles fans are sending tributes and tweets for Harry Styles of One Direction's stepdad passed away. And I guess he's very heartbroken. His stepfather, Robin Twist was 57, passed away from a battle with cancer.
But oh, geez.
Harry was really close with him.
Yeah, he married his mom back in 2013, but I guess they had been together for quite some time. Harry was the best man at their wedding. And so it's been, you know, that's sad news that he's losing him. It was a battle with cancer. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.